I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 20 people died in northern Pakistan after monsoon rains and mudslides. That brings the total of deaths from rain and flooding this monsoon season to 160. Brian Dennett says an AMG team is on the ground in the area helping Afghan refugees resettle after fleeing the Taliban.
And they called out to us for help yesterday, explaining that in much of their area, they've got water as high as 5 feet deep. And it's continuing to rise. And many people in the area have lost crops just in the last 10 days as a result. And I know some of our facilities there are currently underwater and others almost so.
It's the worst flooding in the region in the last decade. You can help AMG be the hands and feet of Jesus in this region. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And a new endeavor from Unfolding Word is building bridges to Bible translation in more than 2,500 languages. A leader we'll call Tim says the Gateway Languages strategy is a different yet calculated approach. Put simply, Christians worldwide can take up the task of Bible translation when they have the tools and training in a language they understand. A recent workshop equipped leaders who speak Sudanese Arabic.
This first training workshop was really focused on getting things started, not production of content, but we're really focused on training the trainers of these church networks. And it's a very intentional process. We derive that direct from the biblical pattern in the first century. Ultimately, what we're interested in is not translations of the Bible per se. What we're interested in is the establishing and strengthening of God's church in every people group.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.